Welcome, Space Cadets. Today, me and Brody are discussing Space Colony.
I can't wait, Connor. The future is to the stars.
So, has there been any interesting developments lately?
Yes, there has been. Just the other day, in fact, last Thursday, May 9th, Jeff Bezos announced that his company, Blue Origin, wants to build space colonies, but not in the typical way.
How so?
Bezos announced that he wanted to build something called O'Neill colonies. These colonies would not be located on planets, but instead would be floating space stations.
Oh, I also heard that they're supposed to house a million or more people and are thinking about creating a recreational colony with no gravity.
Don't forget how the weather will be perfect 24/7, 365 days a year.
Jeff Bezos recently talked about this when announcing the colony.
These are really pleasant places to live. Some of these O'Neill colonies might choose to replicate Earth cities. They might pick historical cities and mimic them in some way. There'd be whole new kinds of architecture. These are ideal climates. These are shirt sleeve environments. This is Maui on its best day, all year long. No rain, no storms, no earthquakes. What does the architecture even look like when it no longer has its primary purpose of shelter? We'll find out.
That all sounds great, but how would gravity factor into these colonies?
The colonies would spin in order to create centrifugal force to generate Earth-like gravity. And yes, I know that's a very big word, but it is possible to Google it.
So, how likely is it that we will be able to return back to Earth?
It's actually very likely, Connor. In fact, the goal is for colonists to be able to easily travel between Earth and the other colonies.
So, when are we supposed to see these colonies come into effect?
Well, the colonies would most likely not be built for a few generations.
Then why worry about them now?
Well, it's important to worry about them now because in order to build the framework so that these colonies can be possible later on.
Before we move on to talking about SpaceX, we sat down the other day with a friend of ours.
Welcome, Joe.
Glad to be on, buddies.
So, how do you feel about one day potentially living in space?
That sounds pretty cool.
How so?
Never been to space. I've only went to space through the sweet, sweet soothing voice of Neil deGrasse Tyson. And some movies such as Gravity with Sandra Bullock. So, because neither me nor the general public has ever been to space, it seems pretty interesting for everyone to leave our beloved home of Earth for the first time.
That is a very solid point.
And would you ever consider living on Mars?
Yeah.
Why?
I want to live on Mars because it would be cool and intriguing for me to be able to leave Earth and travel to a completely different planet. So sure, Earth may be safer, and I may have spent my whole life on Earth.
But
the idea of traveling to Mars seems fun and intriguing. I already used that word. So I would absolutely take that chance. And even though I may be away from Earth, as Winnie the Pooh once said, the most important thing is even when we're apart, I'll always be with you. And this basically means that even if I leave Earth to go to Mars, I'll still have the knowledge and fond memories from Earth that can accompany me on my next great adventure to the unknown of Mars.
Wow, man, that was deep. Well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Moving on from a vision of the future, what current projects are being worked on that we will see in our lifetime?
There's a company created by Elon Musk called SpaceX that plans to settle humans on Mars.
But why Mars?
Well, Mars is the only planet that resembles Earth, has usable resources, and is relatively close to our home planet.
Is there any kind of keys to get into Mars? Something that's just really important?
Well, actually there is. There will be a full reusability, refilling in orbit, and fuel production on Mars.
That's quite intriguing.
It really is, Brody.
So when will the colonization of Mars begin?
SpaceX currently plans on sending cargo missions in 2022 and crewed missions in 2024.
So Connor, what is the purpose of these cargo missions?
According to SpaceX, the objectives for the first mission will be to confirm water resources, identify hazards, and put in place initial power, mining, and life support infrastructure.
But what is the goal for this, or what is the goal for the first crewed mission?
So the second mission, with both cargo and crew, is targeted for 2024, with primary objectives of building a propellant depot and preparing for future crew flights.
So, I'm getting just kind of like an overall purpose for these missions. And what is that purpose?
The purpose of these missions are for the groundwork to be set for an eventual thriving civilization to be built on Mars.
You know, Connor, it's crazy how much we are advancing towards future space colonies.
It is. In just the next few years, we could have colonies on another planet.
So, Connor, which colony is your favorite?
Well, I personally prefer Jeff Bezos' vision of the colony.
Why do you prefer his vision?
So they're able to float near Earth for easy transportation while providing a perfect environment to live in.
That is very interesting, Connor.
Well, Brody, which colony is your favorite?
Well, while I find Elon Musk's version of colonies on Mars very interesting, and I hope they are successful, especially since they should be able to happen in my lifetime, I have to agree with you about Jeff Bezos' version of space colonies. I'm very curious on what all could be accomplished with these artificial colonies, and I wish it was more feasible for these colonies to be built, or at least partially built, in my lifetime.
And why do you think those colonies are better?
I like his version of colonies better because just of all the possibilities that exist with those colonies, especially like with how each individual colony can be unique.
Very good reason, Brody.
Well, fellow space cadets, it's time for us to sign off.
See you guys next time.